is the Tom Likas Show.
Coke, weed, booze, lewds, and speed.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
I like being a cartoon.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at globeuptob.com. You can hear us on our brand new free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. And get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you. It's me. And it's another bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we are joined in this hour, as we are every Tuesday evening, live at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, by criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, good to see you.
Nice to see you, Tom.
What's going on?
Well, today I'm doing criminal law, but as you know, one of my favorite things is what we would call a crossover, and I've got quite a crossover today. You know, it's fascinating, and this is something that, you know, this is supposedly a pretty misogynistic, mean thing to say, but there's just no two ways about it. There really is some kind of a special radar that women have. Of finding loser guys. It's amazing. And it really is true that a woman could go into, you know, a bar or a club, a room full of guys, and somehow she will zero in on the biggest schmuck in the place. And, you know, that has consequences. And one of the consequences is, you know, something that happens now in more and more instances. It's surprising it doesn't happen more often. But there was a case that's come up, and it was covered very much in the L.A. Times and elsewhere, an L.A. case this week, which actually went back, you know, way back, about 10 or 15 years. But this has a lot to do, I think, with criminal law, but it also has to do with essentially forced parenthood. Now, when you talk about the options for anything to do with procreation, almost all of these things were invented by men, but all of these things are to the benefit of women. And, you know, for all the talk about, you know, attacking Planned Parenthood or abortion or whatever, these things are very, very well established in the United States and in the Western world. And women have currently more than a dozen different forms of birth control to choose from. And then they also have even post-sex things where the woman has unprotected sex, and then the next day she can take Plan B. And then obviously beyond that, with the pregnancy, a woman has a surgical abortion. There's also late-term abortion. There's actually a pill that promotes an abortion. And so the whole option about whether a child is going to be born and so forth is very much in the woman's hands. And what I find particularly fascinating is what a woman will do, which, if you think about it, is an act of great courage, if not stupidity, is a woman will find herself a real loser of a guy, a real violent, psychopathic guy. She'll get pregnant by him as quickly as possible, and then she'll go right up to him. And she'll say, you know, I've just become super religious, and even though I was slutting it around with you and a lot of other guys, now that I'm pregnant, I could never have an abortion because that is against my religion, and it's a mortal sin and all that good stuff. And then women discover this word with a lot of syllables, which is responsibility. And they say to the guy, you've got to take responsibility for this child. And the guy says, well, I don't want you to have it. I want you to have an abortion. And the woman goes, F you. I'm not doing it. I don't care. Nothing doing. You're going to be a father. Kiss my ass. And I'm going after you. And for the woman, you know, this is something that people have to know. There's no downside. She goes to the government to sue you, so she doesn't need a lawyer. She doesn't have to pay any expenses, and the government files the case, and you have to hire a lawyer as the guy. And the case, literally, I mean, devastatingly, they have the power to take direct garnishments from your wages, take away your bank accounts, your property, seize your car, your house, and if you don't pay, they can take away your driver's license, your ability to get a passport, your ability to get professional licenses. So if you have a contractor's license or a barber's license or a real estate agent or a doctor or whatever, anything from the state can be taken away due to the non-payment of child support. It's all totally legit, and it's all very, very systematic and normal. And it amazes me that women do this, and they don't ever think that they're exposing themselves to any danger. Now, Tom and I have always emphasized, and I mean this very seriously, and I know you feel the same way, Tom. No one says that women should be getting raped. No one says that women should be getting killed or beaten up or anything like that. And, you know, people that do these things in the context of violence, or we want to call it domestic violence or whatever, you know, should be punished, of course. But women will find these psychopathic guys, and they're shocked when the guy does something rather psychopathic. So in this case that I'm talking about, this woman, who apparently was from England, had a child with this guy. She did not, get his consent or approval. They just had a little fling or something. And then she told him, too bad, I'm having the kid. And she did, in fact, have the kid. And by the way, I know a lot of guys where the woman tells them, don't worry, I'm not going to come after you, and I don't want anything from you. And this is all one big pile of nonsense, because once the child is born and the woman sees the realities of her expenses and whatnot associated with having a child, she will file a case. And by the way, if she applies for any state benefits of any kind, then the government actually will file the case on her behalf, even if she does not initiate it. So the case got filed against this guy, and he was paying, he wasn't a rich guy, he was a baggage handler, apparently, at the airport, and he was paying about $1,000 a month child support, which is a big chunk of his income, and he decided that he didn't feel like paying anymore. And so he took the little girl, who by this time was about 4 years old, to Rancho Palos Verdes, which is these bluffs on the ocean, and he pitched her over the side. How do you like that?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Terrible.
Horrible. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying that he was right. He's a sick bastard, okay? And it's sick that he killed his child. And he did it out of hatred and spite. And he apparently did it in order to hurt the mother, which I'm sure he accomplished very, very well. He also didn't want to pay child support, which is stupid because he's not going to be paying it. He's going to be in prison the rest of his life. The case was extremely complicated. They actually had three different jury trials, and they had deadlocked twice over whether it was first-degree murder or different issues of how serious the murder was. But he certainly claimed it was an accident, and they never believed that it was. And ultimately, he was convicted, and he is going to spend the rest of his life in prison. And I think that's a good thing. But they talked to the mother, this English woman, and she can't believe it happened. And she can't understand it. And, it's a horrible thing. But, you know, one of the biggest decisions that a woman has to make, and this is something that goes back throughout history, and this goes back to caveman times. I mean, one of the biggest choices a woman makes is who she's going to have children with. That is the crucial decision of her life. And in the context of the modern world, a woman can have sex for fun and for pleasure and enjoyment and not have to worry about the connected aspect of pregnancy, which had always been something that dogged women throughout history. And they have all these different methods available to them. But you see how even in the modern times, a lot of women don't use these things and don't want to use these things and get pregnant out of spite or out of wanting to trap a guy or keep a guy in a relationship. I have a lot of cases where I've seen in court where a woman has several children for essentially financial reasons to get, you know, a few thousand dollars from, you know, several different guys and add that up to some kind of an annuity or a monthly wage. You see how women get involved and have children with sports figures and famous people and so forth because they also want to try to get money and so forth. You know, it's certainly not out of any kind of love or desire to be a parent. I had a case I did recently where the woman had twins and they were in intensive care, and she actually had the presence of mind while these two little kids were in intensive care and it was touch and go that they might actually not even survive, and she found time to go meet a lawyer and to file a case against the father immediately so that she could get his money. So she was very, very, very practical. And what I find fascinating about this case that I'm telling about, this Los Angeles case, this guy is a piece of crap. He killed his daughter. It's sick. But on the other hand, it's amazing to me that the mother, who they describe as this educated woman from Europe, finds herself some, you know, pretty average working class guy and thinks that she's going to walk up to him and say, F you, you're going to be a father, I don't care if you don't want the baby, plus I'm taking your money. And, you know, it's amazing that women expect men to be so civilized that somehow he's going to mature himself and decide to be a really good father and do the right thing and step up to the plate and all that other nonsense you hear on daytime television. I find when I talk to guys that were forced into parenthood that generally they're very, very resentful. They're very angry about it. They're very angry at the woman. A lot of them feel betrayed. They feel that this was not an accident, but that was part of her plan. If you look at who these women tend to choose, they tend to claim that the guy who got them pregnant is usually the richest guy that they know. So if they're sleeping with five different guys, they're always pretty sure the one that got them pregnant must be the guy with the big income and not the guy who's a thug. And if you look at the way these circumstances play out, a lot of these guys call me and tell me right off the bat, I don't want anything to do with this child. I don't want to see this child. I don't want to pay anything if I can avoid it. If I have to pay, I want to pay the absolute minimum. And, you know, I'm thinking of moving to Thailand so I can avoid paying in general. And that is a very sad introduction to parenthood. It seems to me that considering the birth control methodologies, women would be a lot smarter to find a guy who cares about them, someone that they have a bit of a relationship going with, who actually meaningfully would want to be a parent and would embrace it and would actually try to be a good parent. And there are a lot of guys, I think, that would like to be fathers, that want to have a legacy and have children and raise a son or a daughter or whatever, and don't have to be forced into it. And when we see these very tragic incidents of these guys in violent situations or hurting the child, there was a case I read where the father doused the kid with kerosene and lit him on fire. Here you have this father who threw the kid, girl, over the bluff into the waves and killed the child. And, you know, you'd like to say that this is an unbelievably sick anomaly, and I think it is, but you'd like to also have women have better judgment and not force guys to be parents. I think that's one of the sickest, sickest things you can do. And if a guy ends up freaking out and doing something really disgusting because he's put in that position, I don't know that people should be absolutely shocked. To be perfectly frank, I'm amazed it doesn't happen more often.
And it might happen more often because I don't think every story makes the news.
Crib death, right?
Crib death. But look at the story about the chick who they got married and they went, what was it, mountain climbing or canyon exploring, and then she pushed him off the cliff. I mean,
unbelievable.
There's a lot of stories.
Here, honey, take a look over here.
Right.
Love you, honey. Look at the lava.
Right. So, but the bottom line is, and I say this all the time, people who commit murder, whatever explanation they have or whatever extenuating circumstances they think they have, they should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. People who commit violent acts. Sorry, unless somebody came at you with a butcher knife and you can prove it. You know, I think people should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. But people go crazy when I say, well, you know what, ladies? Here's a story where somebody got killed because she tried to force the guy in. And didn't we have a story this week of the guy who, maybe this week or last week, the guy who reached in and carved the baby right out of a woman?
God, can you
imagine?
He
knocked her up and he reached right in and just carved the kid out.
God.
Now,
nauseating.
That's bad. And that guy should, if he's convicted, should spend life in prison. Whatever the worst punishment is, he should get it. But ladies, don't you ever think about, like, what happens when you tell somebody you have no choice? You are going to step up to the plate. You're going to be a man. You're going to live up to your responsibilities. A lot of women get very cocky about this. And you have to combine that with the fact that many women are fascinated by being with bad boys.
Right.
Who do bad things. And if you're with a bad boy and you tell that bad boy, well, fuck you, I'm having the kid and there's nothing you can do about it. One of the possible outcomes is that he is going to carve you up.
This is just the guy that's going to kill you.
Right.
That's the joke.
Right.
It's amazing.
So I mean, women just think they can just do and say anything. And, you know, it's like I always say about driving my car down to the worst part of town. You know, there's a 7-Eleven I'm thinking of right now on Central Avenue in Los Angeles. Not far from Slauson, there's a 7-Eleven. And I've driven past it a few times. I think to myself, what if I just decided to pull in, go inside and get a cherry Slurpee, leave the door open, leave the engine engaged,
right,
okay?
Right.
Now, it's illegal to steal cars. That's wrong.
Right, and so technically you should be allowed to do that.
Well, you are allowed to. It's not even technically. You are allowed
right.
to do it. But if you do it, you're a fucking idiot. And it's the same thing of like saying, well, you know, why do I need a lock on my door? Why do I need car insurance? Why do I need, you know, you don't have to do those things. But guess what? If you don't, you're going to pay a price for that.
Now look at the girl that goes to a frat house, right, and gets drunk and, like, passes out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she does not deserve to be raped.
No.
How many different ways can we say that?
Well, it doesn't matter how many times you say it, no one's going to hear it.
Okay, well, I'm saying it, okay? And I know, Tom, that you are no misogynist. I know you agree with me.
I'm certainly not a supporter of rape in any way, shape,
right.
or form.
So the woman that's in that situation, she should be able to go to a frat house. She should be able to drink as much as she wants, and she's a free human being. And no matter how skimpy the clothes are, when she passes out, someone should help her and, you know, get her a cab home. But, on the other hand, if you do something stupid like that, you're opening yourself up to a lot of very negative outcomes, okay? And it's very possible that some asshole at a frat house is going to rape her, okay?
Right!
He's out cold, all right? It's possible. I'm not saying that he'd be right. He'd be quite wrong. Now, there are certain precautions that you're supposed to think about as a human being. When I think about these women who pick these psychopath asshole motorcycle jerk-offs, okay? And a woman is physically smaller, okay? And here's this 5'6" chick, and here you have this tattooed guy who's 6'2", and she's telling him, fuck you! You're going to take responsibility. You're going to pay. I'm going to take your money. I'm going to take your paycheck for our baby, okay? And he says to her, I don't want you to have the kid, bitch. I want you to have an abortion right now. I'm not going to do anything. Screw you. You can't make me. The law says and blah, blah, blah. Okay?
Right.
You got to be out of your mind. Okay? But even if he doesn't kill you, okay, this guy is not going to be a good parent.
No.
He doesn't want the child. Even if he pays what he's supposed to, he's going to give you the absolute minimum. Is that what you want for your child? Don't you want your child to have a loving father? Do you really believe the BS in the media that a child doesn't need a father and that you can be the mother and the father? That's nonsense.
Well, clearly, millions of women believe that.
Yes, I know. It's absurd.
They believe it.
This decision that you're making as a woman as to who the father of your child is going to be is crucial, okay? And it is disgusting and absurd and not recommended that this guy pitched his child off the cliff, okay? But you've got to think back. When Tom talks about the way his parents were, the way relationships were in the past, what we're referring to, I think, and even if you want to get rid of the issue of marriage, is you had two people that were committed to each other and that they were having children that they wanted to have. That's why Planned Parenthood is called Planned Parenthood. It meant that you were planning it. and you're having a child as a woman, you're making this important decision and choosing the father based on someone who's going to be a good parent to your child and treat you decently. If you're with some sleaze and you think you're going to fix him with your magic vagina and you're going to turn him into something that he's not, and you really think that you go to a guy and you say, screw you, you're having a baby, and he's going to welcome that, and that's going to end up being smart for you, it's absolutely not going to work out. And if he doesn't kill you, and I really hope he doesn't, he's not going to be engaged in this project of yours, okay? He's going to be very angry, he's going to be very resentful, and it's going to end up being something that your child, like your daughter, let's say, is going to end up growing up to be a stripper because she felt rejected by her father. And she's going to say, Daddy never loved me, and you know what? She's right, because he didn't want her in the first place. I don't understand how anyone could rationally want to create a family in that context. That's sick.
I don't get it either, but they do. Then that's what you get. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with Adam Sachs. Criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs is here with free legal advice for you. All right, it could be a DUI, it could be a drug rap, it could be some of the crime people say you committed, maybe a very good friend of yours who's not you. Maybe they committed the crime. Okay, fine. Okay, we'll buy it.
Let's talk about my friend.
Here's your phone. Yeah, your good friend, the criminal. Here's the phone number right now. 901-3000 Tom. That's the telephone number to talk to Adam. 901-3000 Tom. Let's go. It's you, me, and Adam Sachs at 901-3000-866.
Tom Likas, the Internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank at 901-3000-TOM. That's our number. 901-3000-TOM to talk with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs live. He'll answer your legal questions absolutely free at 901-3000-866. And, of course, we have Adam here every Tuesday beginning at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And what's going on? And I look ahead to some of the things we'll have happening, you know, when we talk about some of these events that are happening, and they have all this security out, like the Pope coming, for example. I have to imagine that, you know, people think they have the right to mill about and they have the right to hang out on the street.
Right.
But I'm sure right now in New York City they've got cops or Secret Service or FBI or whatever out there, you know, cleansing the streets to make sure that nobody gets anywhere near the pontiff.
It's amazing because people want to have contact, right? But there was actually a real live assassination attempt on one of the other popes, right, a few years ago.
Right.
And, you know, they're just nuts about it. Kennedy was in, like, a convertible, right, with the top off, and that's how Oswald was able to shoot him, you know, from a building. So nowadays, you know, the whole route has to be sanitized, and they put the Pope with this, like, Pope-mobile, but it's all with bulletproof glass and everything. So, you know, as much as he's adored, supposedly, there are those that might like to see him die as well. And that's certainly true of any public figure and so forth. So this is a real limitation. I mean, you're not going to be able to get near him, basically.
Right. But, you know, you know how New York is.
Oh, God.
There'll be a guy who is selling chestnuts roasting on an open fire at a particular street corner, and he's going to try to go to work one day, and the cop's going to say, no, the cop.
Stay home today.
The Pope is coming. You can't go. Do people have the right to do what they want, be where they want?
Obviously not. As much as it's a public street and a public city, if there's a parade or whatever, these different processions, for security reasons, they can do pretty much whatever they want. There's a really nice movie called In the Line of Fire, and they showed in that movie the preparations of downtown Los Angeles for the president's visit. And the Secret Service and whatnot, they rent multiple floors of a hotel. They close all the manholes, they take away the mailboxes, They take away all the cars from all the streets. They tow them away, and they sanitize it. So there's no way to get any possibility of harming the president or whoever important person there is. You know, they show these videos of Hillary Clinton going into like what looks like a rural diner in Iowa and talking to the common folk. And the truth is that those are just like reality television. That's 100% staged. Those people are specially selected.
Yeah, they get their their flannel coats and their hats from Central Casting.
Yeah, they sure do.
And then they go in there and they ask their scripted questions in front of the cameras.
Yeah, but they've already been patted down and they've been checked with metal detectors so that they're no threat to Hillary, who is protected by the Secret Service for the rest of her life. And those people are set up as, you know, asking the correct questions so they don't embarrass her or whatever, but they're also meant to be no threats to her. And a lot of what you see with the Pope saying hello to people on the side of the street or whatever are absolutely staged. Those people that are there are people that are the children of the ambassadors, the children of other leaders, or senators and House of Representatives' children, and so forth. And there they are giving a flower to the Pope, but you know, it looks very spontaneous, but it's not, and of course not. And if you're a regular person, you're going to be able to see him from the stands at quite a distance, let's just say.
Understood. So let's say you owned a business and the Pope is coming in and there goes your chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I mean, do you have any recourse? Can you say, hey, you ruined my business?
I mean, I remember seeing stuff, particularly in Manhattan, where they would start pulling up a street or something for, like, you know, some drainage project. And all the businesses on that street would just go out of business. I mean, they would just literally close the street in Midtown Manhattan for, you know, 6 months or a year or whatever it was. And certainly this is that kind of thing. I got to be honest, Tom. I was listening to your first couple of hours before. I do not understand this outpouring of love for the Pope. I just don't get it. They really seem to think that this particular Pope is a Pope of the people, or he's from Argentina or something.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, but he's South American, and he's a reformer, and he loves gay people or something. And there's absolutely no evidence of any of this. I mean, he's been as conservative as any pope ever was. He's been as completely inflexible about doctrine. And in fact, I understand that for the couple of little things he is considering reforming, the high levels of the church are completely resistant. And they actually want to get rid of him or whatever. They're trying to limit him as to what he can do. So he's a nice guy. He does a lot of smiles or whatever, but he's not exactly doing anything for the victims of molestation, which, as it turns out, weren't just in Boston and weren't just in the United States, but are worldwide. And, you know, the Catholic Church is rapidly, and I mean rapidly, falling in membership. It's astounding. They're having problems worldwide getting priests. There's a very a falling number of nuns and priests being taught and trained and whatnot. And in Europe, Catholic church after Catholic church is being sold and being converted into a mosque. So that ought to tell you which way religion is changing. And you were saying how the internet is part of this. That's a fascinating thing, that as people become more informed, they're less likely to be Catholic. That's the joke.
Actually, not only that, less likely to be religious, period.
Yes, of course. If you look at the Protestant Reformation, the fact that the Bible was translated and people were actually reading it, you know, in the regular language of the regular people, which was even considered a horrible thing to do for a long time, you get in a lot of trouble for that. But you didn't just have the elite Catholic priests that could read Latin. And once regular people started reading it, they became Protestants. They said, well, the Catholics are not doing it correctly. They're not following the word of God. And so now it's even another step where people are saying, wait a minute, none of this makes any sense.
Right.
If I'm to be a Protestant, I don't want to have anything to do with it, period. So that's certainly driving the movement of atheism or whatever. But, you know, I don't know. I'm always surprised when I see these things. The other thing that the other thing that's been going on, which is really amazing to me, you know, I got a call from a guy this week who got into a fist fight with his wife, as it were. And she, of course, told the cops what happened and pressing charges. And you'll never guess, Tom, he's convinced that she's going to go into the court and she's going to drop the charges. She's going to tell the judge to drop the charges, and that's going to be the end of it. And I told him that she can't do that, and this is something that he's completely unable to accept. And I wanted him to come on the show, but he didn't want to. I think he was embarrassed or something. I promised him anonymity, but even that didn't work. But, you know, it's fascinating when people talk about this. He kept saying to me, well, you know, yeah, I punched her, you know, but I was drunk, you know. Isn't that great?
That's an amazing thing to say.
I said, okay, well, I'm sorry that you were drunk, but so what? You still punched her. You're still responsible for your actions. He goes, yeah, yeah, I know I'm responsible for my actions.
Only men are responsible for our actions,
all right,
though.
Well, that's true.
Well, you know, it's true.
Women are,
A woman could say, I blacked out, and
yeah,
I didn't know that guy was having sex with me. Yeah. But if a man says, I blacked out, and I didn't know I was having sex with her, he's a rapist.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll give you that.
Even if they're both blacked out and they had sex, he's a rapist and she's a victim.
All right, well, where sex is concerned...
right?
Yes. Where sex is concerned, the guy is always going to have a problem. But in all fairness, I'm surprised that someone is telling me in this day and age that because he was drunk, he doesn't see that he has a connection, you know? I talked to a guy this week who was telling me that he had a baby with this woman. He only was with her, I think, once or twice or something unfortunate in some kind of one-night stand kind of thing. And she got pregnant. And so he doesn't understand why he should have to pay child support because he was only with her once. And I was telling him, what I think you're missing is maybe you're thinking, like, you know, this would be your relationship with, you know, alimony. That if, you know, you didn't have a relationship with the woman, you didn't live with her, you weren't her husband, then you don't have to pay her alimony, and that's true. But he kept saying, yeah, but I never knew the kid, I never raised the kid, I never lived with her, why should I have to pay support for the kid? And it was just something, it's just like this guy that was drunk and making an excuse for his beating up his wife in that context. It was something that he couldn't let go of. You know, he really needed it. He kept saying to me, come on, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like he was, his mind was literally playing tricks on him because he didn't want to have to pay child support. So he was trying to come up with something that even, you know, didn't exactly make a lot of sense, but, you know, he was trying to make it be true. He was engaging in what we would call wishful thinking. And, you know, it's very hard in some level to accept that something very small that you do, basically, you know, screwing some random chick, can have such a lasting consequence. And that it can really be something, you know, Tom kids around about it, but, you know, what's that? How many is it? 216 monthly payments or something?
Let me see. It was
18 times 12.
18 times 12 is 180. It was 216. Yeah.
There you go. I mean, that is astounding. And when guys say it to me, they say, "Oh, come on, I'm not paying that bitch." It's like, "Yeah, you are," and you know, I'm going to do a good job for you. I'm going to make it as little as possible. I'm going to try to, you know, shield you from the pain of it. But there's no getting around it. And you know, when I talk to guys now, and this is today's criminal law. We talk about, for example, you know, the breath tests and DUIs and so forth. I talk to so many people that know the show, that have been listening to the show, and I've said 10 trillion times that when the cop pulls you over, you don't do the breath test. And they do the breath test anyway. And then they say to me, like, well, you didn't really mean not to do the breath test. What are we talking about here?
Right?
Of course. Why did I tell you? And you know, I had a couple of guests on where I was able to get the whole thing thrown out because the guy listened to me and he did the blood test and we proceeded correctly. But it's very hard when you're with someone who's not listening, who's not paying attention. And I say to them, thank God you're a listener. He goes, oh, I love the show. I listen every week to you and Tom. You guys are so great. I go, thank God you're a listener. I'm really pleased. And thank God you didn't do the breath test. And they say, oh, I did do the breath test. And you go, what? How could you do the breath test? I said 10 trillion times not to do the breath test. And it's something that they're, I don't know what to say. They can't get it straight. It's amazing.
I think what happens is when you get into the situation, no matter how confident you might be listening to a radio show or getting advice from somebody, you know, when you're there, and especially if you know you're probably guilty, and the cop is coming up to you and questioning you and threatening you in every possible way, a lot of these guys get intimidated.
I know. We talk about it. But, I, you know, for all these things that go on, it's amazing to me. And we talk about it on and on and on, and I get so many calls every week from guys who just got the child support thing. They just got the contact from the girl. Hey, asshole, I'm pregnant. Ha, ha, ha. You're going to be paying me for the next 20 years. And I say to the guy, you know, what was she on? Did you use a condom? And they're like, no, I didn't think to use a condom. I mean, Tom, how's that possible? How can they be so stupid? It's amazing to me.
A lot of these idiots actually believe that if you only have sex one time, you're less likely to get somebody pregnant than you are if you have sex with them 100 times. And
well, yeah. I guess that's true, right? I mean, who knows?
But it only takes one time.
It
could be the first time.
Yes. I mean, certainly if you have 100 acts of sex, it's more likely to get her pregnant than if just once. But once is plenty. Once can certainly accomplish
right.
it.
Well, you're not likely to get people pregnant 100% of the time you have sex,
right.
But you might get them pregnant the 100th time or the first time.
Right.
And people don't understand it. So, I don't get these guys. I don't understand what they're thinking. All I know is that you can try to protect them all you want, and this is the kind of trouble they're going to get into.
It's just, you know, it's distressing when you think about, guys growing up today, if you have a son or you have a nephew or you have other, you know, guys that you care about or your brothers or whatever there are, it's absolutely predatory. There's no doubt about it. I mean, guys don't even realize that. You know, a woman is looking at you, and you know that thing that you used to say, Tom, you have to look at your sperms as little tiny checkbooks or whatever.
Yeah, blank checks.
Blank checks.
That's a million blank checks every sploon.
I mean, that's gross, but, you know, there really is some
truth
to that.
You have to think of it that way.
I think it's absolutely on the money. It's absolutely right. And as a guy, I mean, you're really, really throwing it down. You're really asking for it. So I don't know what to say. It absolutely kills me that guys are so careless. And there is some fundamentally unfair thing, Tom, I think, medically speaking, at this point in history, that the only birth control that a guy has basically is a condom, you know, and there's no pill or whatever. And, you know, guys should think very seriously about vasectomy, which obviously is another kind, but that's more permanent. But there is some great inequity that women have so many different options and so forth. But if you're going to throw it down, when these guys tell me, you know, she told me she was on the pill, and you're just like, you're kidding me. Like, that's it? You just took her word for it? Are you out of your freaking mind?
She's going to do whatever she wants to do.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, this is a theme I've been on for a long time recently, and that is that everybody's going to do exactly what they want to do.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I see.
They're going to fuck around on you. They're going to have drinks with people. They're going to get online and chit-chat and do a little sexting and splooging. They're going to... You think they're not going to do it, but they're going to do it. And so you have to do everything in life with the knowledge that you can't change other people. You can't make them do what you want them to do. You can't... Hoping for the best, wishing for the best doesn't make any difference at all.
Well, that also means that, you know, you're really setting yourself up to have your heart crushed as a guy if you have any other expectation. If you're really getting involved with women and expecting them to be faithful and expecting them, you know, to turn down the opportunity to have sex with their high school sweetheart when he happens to be in town, you're going to be bitterly disappointed. And so probably the much more rational thing is to sort of, you know, look at the world the way it is rather than the way you wish it would be. And that certainly plays into everything I do. I talk to people in criminal cases, and they tell me quite seriously, I really don't think my brother-in-law or my ex-wife or whoever is going to testify against me. I mean, I've known her a long time. I know she's angry, but I don't think she'll press charges, or I don't think she'll testify. She won't turn up to testify. And when it comes to these guys with the pregnancies, they'll tell me, yeah, you know, she promised me she wasn't going to go after me. And I go, are you kidding, right? And they go, no, you know, we had a whole talk about it. She promised me, you know, she didn't want my money. She's just going to have the baby and do her own thing. And I believe her. And I've actually gotten into almost, you know, like nasty little, you know, kind of like arguments with these guys. And I'm saying, dude, wake up. Are you kidding? No, I really think I'm okay. And the reality is that's just absolutely not what happens. I mean, that's just so stupid. It's absolutely naive. I mean, the predictability of it. Of course she's going to go after you. And she's going to take everything she can. And they go, nah, I don't think so. Bullshit. And then, you know, not being realistic delays people, I think, from getting involved in things that they need to do, things that they should be doing sooner, and protecting themselves as early as possible. And that ends up being this crazy thing that ends up developing into something. And in the worst case is when you're not prepared for it. Instead of expecting it and being ready for it, you end up being in a situation where it catches you by complete surprise. And these guys are sitting there and saying to me, I can't believe she's testifying against me. There she, you know, because there she is sitting, you know, getting ready. And I told you she was going to. And they say, well, you know, I know what you mean. I understand logically, but I can't believe, I didn't think she was ever going to do it. And that's the way that life really bites you in the ass. If you're not prepared, if you're not thinking right, if you're not expecting what's going to happen, you're not anticipating it correctly. And to have unprotected sex with a woman as a man, you got to be out of your mind.
We have a great call coming up. We're going to take a break. We're going to take this call. It's going to knock you out. A great question. It's coming up next. We are here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, and your phone calls at 901-3000. Tom, the number is 901-3000-866.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. On this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show, Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
You can call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check my website out at www.adamlawyer.com and send me an email, which I love, and I answer personally, adam@adamlawyer.com.
Let's go to Mike in Torrance on the Tom Likas Show for criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
How you doing, guys? How you doing, Adam?
Cool. What's up? How are you?
All right. Well, I'm good. Hey, I have a question. This comes to me often. You know, you talk about prenups, and so do you, Adam, about getting a good prenup. Isn't there some way that us as men, or even women, that we could maybe have a release form or a consensual contract that we could sign
yeah.
with a woman that we could, you know, let me give you an example. I went skydiving a couple months back.
Okay.
And before we went skydiving, we had to sign the release form, and we had to give a video that said, I consent to me jumping out of a plane, da-da-da-da-da. So wouldn't it come to a point
anything strange should happen, I'm not going to be liable to the skydiving people.
Well, wouldn't that be the same thing with we could get women to say, hey, look, I think you're great. I'm having a good time. We've been dating. But here's the deal. You want to be with me? I need some consent, something that consents that we both are mutually entering into a relationship
sure.
of some nature. And, you know, some of this in some ways can protect your assets for your company as well as for herself. But you get what I'm saying? I mean, is there ever a place where we could say we're doing this without having to be accused of...
Of course. That's the whole basis of a prenuptial agreement. And if you look at...
Yeah, but I'm not talking about prenup. I'm just talking about pre-relationship.
I understand. If you look at this thing that they're trying to do on the universities, which is kind of nutty, they used to say no means no. Now it's yes means yes. And you're supposed to get the consent of the woman at each step of the sexual encounter. So you literally say to her, can I touch you on your arm? Okay. Can I take off your blouse? Okay. You know? And then you ought to get this probably in writing, you know, in case, like, there's a miscommunication or she was drunk or unable to consent or whatever.
Didn't somebody create an app that supposedly
yeah. It
memorialized every question you were supposed to ask?
Well, there you go.
So you could take videos of women saying, yes, you can take my panties off now.
Oh, really? You could, with an app? Video, the video part of this is the one that's got to be, you know.
Oh, hell yeah, baby.
It don't matter.
But what chick would consent? Seriously. What chick would consent? I think part of chicks consenting to you is leaving open the possibility, leaving over that women's prerogative to later on when you don't call her back to say, he raped me.
Yeah.
Right.
Somehow, the woman's issue of rape is something that a woman sort of figures out the next day. In other words,
God.
The woman wakes up in the morning and she takes what they call the walk of shame. Okay,
yeah.
She goes to the bathroom, collects her panties, and puts her shirt on. And then, if you call her that day and you say, hey, how are you? Like to see you again. Then it was pretty nice, and she tells her girlfriends what a nice guy you were. But if you don't call her, and as the hours drag by without you having called her, that's when she realizes that actually you raped her. And that it wasn't at all consensual. And as she feels more and more dirty about the whole thing, that's when she's pretty sure that she needs to press charges and have you thrown out of the university.
Yeah, no, it's just there's just no trust. The trust level is
it's war
beyond belief when it comes to.
If you recognize it for what it is, then you don't have the problem. I mean, one of the things that Tom talks about is let's recognize it for what it is. It's war. It's trench warfare, and we are in the position of having what they want, which is money, and they are in the position of having what we want, which is pussy, sex.
Yeah,
and so you've got to be very smart about it. Now, what you said makes perfect sense to me. It's very, very smart. If you're going to, let's say, not even get married, let's say you're going to cohabitate, live with a woman, it makes a lot of sense to make an agreement. And this is something that people that are richer certainly do. And they say, you're going to live in my house, but that doesn't give you an ownership interest, and I'm not charging you for food, but on the other hand, you also are not getting any whatever. And there's a whole area of what's called palimony, where women actually do go after men later and say, oh, you know, even though we didn't get married, he promised me he would always take care of me or whatever. And you need to avoid those things. One of the issues of what's called, you know, public policy is that, for example, you couldn't get any kind of an agreement, or you couldn't put this in a prenuptial agreement that, you know, you're not going to have kids, or if you do have kids, that you're not going to pay for the kids. That's something that just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I know guys that tell me they don't want to pay child support, so what they're going to do is they're going to give up the kids or they're going to give away their parental rights or whatever. And I say, you know, you can't do that.
Yeah.
The only way that that could happen would be in the context of, like, giving up the child for adoption or something like that to, you know, another couple. Or
really?
Let's say she marries a guy and he wants to adopt the child and become the child's father, replacing you. But you can't just, like, give up your rights or whatever. This is something.
Is that right? A father, because it's usually that way. But a father could not give up his parental rights,
and
she can't
sign
off on that. That's against public policy.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No.
No.
And let me ask you a question, something, Adam. As you were sitting here thinking about when you're talking about, if you don't pay. How far past the child turning 18 or 19 can a woman go back and get retro on child support?
Well, in the bigger states, generally, she can't get retroactivity anyway. So if she applies, let's say, when the child's 5 years old for the first time, she's going to get going forward from that point. She can't get the 5 years that have already passed. So theoretically, if the child was 18 and she never asked for child support, she's not going to be able to get anything. But I understand that's all very exciting to talk about if you want to talk law school or whatever and theory. But that is not how it is.
Mm.
I mentioned in this past hour in this show that I knew this woman who had her two children that were actually in intensive care. Okay, they were prematurely born. She had taken drugs during the pregnancy. And so these two kids were on the edge of death. It was not known whether they were going to pull through or not. And she's sitting there, you know those things where the mother camps out at the hospital or whatever and stays with the kids in the neonatal intensive care unit. And yet, she found the time, and the wherewithal to go meet an attorney and file a case against the father. I mean, so the idea that these guys think, oh, no, I don't think she will, maybe if she doesn't do it for a number of years, I won't have to pay retro or whatever. Believe me, she's going to, okay? She's not stupid. And I think a lot of these women huddle down with their girlfriends, and there's like the rumor in the neighborhood, and the friend tells them, oh, you know, you can get child support. I have a friend, she's getting, you know, $2,000 a month, blah, blah, blah. I think they're very aware of that. I don't think that's a big surprise. That's something that women know that they can do. It may not be something that they are very, very, very specifically and strategically planning, but broadly speaking, women take a chance, and if I get pregnant, I get pregnant, and then I can go after him. Won't that be grand?
Those broads are speaking broadly, by the way.
Broads speak very broadly.
There we go. Mike, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you one more time.
Sure. Toll-free 800-340-7320. Check out my website, adamlawyer.com, and adam@adamlawyer.com is my email.
Don't forget, of course, if you missed any part of the program or you missed the opportunity to call in live because you're listening to a replay or listening on demand, you can call Adam Live any Tuesday, and I mean any Tuesday, at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
iHeart, this app, a lot more. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Who gives a fuck?
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner and get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
It's better believe it. Oh.
Beer Magazine. It's happened again, this time in Oregon. It's a man jailed for allegedly sexing up a dog.
Oh, good.
He's not one of mine, don't worry. But
Jeremy Santangelo?
Yeah, I that's
Santangelo?
No. It looks like a combination, a couple of names there. I don't know.
According to court records, Santangelo caused the dog to touch and contact his sex organs for the purpose of arousing and gratifying sexual desire.
Why can't they just say bang the dogs?
Additionally, your boy touched the dog's sexual organs, prosecutors said.
The best is how this is written. I swear, it's incredible. They just kind of tiptoe around exactly what happened.
Well,
because there's no nice way to kind of end.
He touched the dog, and the dog touched him. What they are making clear here, it sounds like, he didn't fuck the dog.
He touched the dog, and the dog touched him. He touched the dog, and the dog would touch him. Santangelo.
can't believe what I just heard.
Well,
Joe Strummer's turning over in his grave.
No, he's fine.
No,
with
he's
it.
Not. No, he's not.
He's fine.
No,
with it.
He's not. You just dog shat on the clad.
Stare at Santangelo's face in the mug shot for a minute, and you'll feel a lot better. You'll find your head turning slightly. I'm going to post this picture.
The dog and the dog touching. I touch the dog and the dog touching.
There, I just back my own tracks like Alex from Milbray does.
Yes. You learn from the best.
Seriously, it's awesome. I got to post this guy's picture because it's too good to pass up.
Yeah, no, it's a beauty. Despite what you see on television, turns out new study shows that having sex rarely triggers a heart attack. You know, you see this on TV, a guy right in the middle of pounding a broad, and he goes and clutches his chest. And
But it's not true.
It's not true.
In fact, I've heard other stories where it's actually the least time that you're going to have a heart attack because, adrenaline's going and this awesome stuff, and so it wouldn't happen to you during sex.
Sure. The data shows it's very unlikely, and if anything, sex could qualify as a mild form of aerobic exercise.
So it's good for you. Sex is good.
Right.
It doesn't cause heart attacks.
Sure. Unless she's just bent over my desk and your big belly's out there.
He touched the dog, and the dog touched him.
Poor Timson. He'll never forget.
I touched the dog, and the dog touched him. We're getting a road, a four track already.
Right. Prosecutors say a Wisconsin woman has been accused of meeting a 14-year-old Texas boy through online gaming and having sex with him. 14.
Jeez. Wow. Just switch this to a man with a young female terrorist.
Whole different deal.
And people will be losing their mind. But in this case, I guess we'll see what happens to our girl Jennifer Lynn Daugherty and from Janesville, who, by the way, remains in custody pending a detention hearing. Good luck to her.
Okay.
Good luck to her. Seriously.
Yeah. Northwestern apparently offering an online sex 101 class.
Come on.
In a series of short videos, students will be able to learn the basics about sex and reproduction.
I hope everybody should get an A in this one, because seriously, and by the way, I have a feeling attendance, perfect attendance for this class.
Yes.
Nobody's going to miss. By the way,
it's online, by the way, so yes, of course your attendance
is fine. Oh, because I'd show up to that.
For many college freshmen, they may have had information in a sex ed class in school, but
right.
Some of them have not had a really good sex education on the topic, according to the woman who's teaching.
Well, YouPorn does a pretty good job helping out there.
Topics covered will include the rise and fall of hormones, STDs, and how to avoid them, and sexual violence, and the workings of the sexual organs.
This gets incredible, because they're going to show videos that features our girl with the on a hologram stage and hologram models, so you could be able to move stuff around and show the reverse double dog and stuff. Man.
Yes.
You get pretty excited.
No dogs involved, by the way.
Not that.
I touch the dog.
Finally, a pick alert for you. It's Cara Delevingne. She's bending over for some reason, and we see right up her skirt. Done.
It's a good up skirt. Come on.
It is a good up skirt.
She has no idea this is going to happen.
But she does have panties on. But it's a nice ass shot. That's all I get. Right?
I think it's better than just a nice ass shot. I think this is because there's no way she saw this coming.
Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
I touch the dog and the dog touch him.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find a brand new show every single Friday. Just go to GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.
Brew. He says hello.
Yeah, if it's yellow, Tom says hello. If it's brown, Tom is down.